Hello, Marcus Grosko. It's an honor to have you with us today.
Hey, thank you. It's my pleasure.
So how are you?
I'm pretty good. We just came from a festival.
Yeah.
We had two or three great shows in a row. We do like festivals on weekends till the summer is over. You know, when there's a lot of festivals in Europe, and we do a lot of them.
Right. Okay. I would like to start our interview with a question about the Halloween Bible Hell Book. Can you reveal more details about this? I mean, when it's gonna be released and who is responsible for writing?
I don't know. We're just working on it, doing corrections and thinking what can we do with it and what. I don't know really the time when it comes out or something.
Right.
But we're still working on little details and all that, you know.
So is it written by all members? That's what you mean?
It's like, well, we're just like getting stuff and we correct it and we send pictures and old pictures and new ones and all that, you know.
Right.
And we go through it just in case something's wrong, then we can kind of correct it and all that, you know.
Right. Is it kind of, so it's kind of a biography, right? Am I
right? Yeah, it's not a real, it's a kind of a history thing with old pictures, with new stuff, with all kinds of, but it's gonna be a little surprise actually. So I wonder how you know it.
Very nice. Okay, looking forward to.
Where do you know it from actually?
Well, I saw it in your, in Halloween website.
Okay. I didn't really find it yet.
Okay, I will send you the link later. But, now, after 13 years of generating power metal, what exactly do you think makes Halloween different to other heavy metal bands?
I don't know. It's still that we are what we are, you know. We're not pretending to be or to play something else than what we love or that we really are, you know. We're not going out there pretending to be an angry heavy metal band because heavy metal has to be angry, you know. It's just not us. We're not pretending to be something else from what we really are. That is maybe one of the secrets we get. But it's not really a secret, you know. They always say, oh, metalist has to be true, you know.
Exactly.
But true for me doesn't mean you have to be always mean and angry, you know. True for me means that you have to be the way you really are and not pretending to be something different, you know.
Yeah.
And that's maybe one of it. And then the way we write our songs and our material is done in the same way, coming right from the heart and from the stomach, you know.
Yeah.
That's kind of, once you find a style, which we did with Halloween, you try to develop it, of course, you know. That's another thing we can do. If we write a song, it's, after all those years, very easy to push it in a Halloween direction, you know.
Yes, I see. Okay, now let's talk about My God-Given Right. Can you help me to figure out the reason and meaning behind the space themes and titles in the booklet?
You mean all of them titles?
You know, like you, like your title, Space Invader, and I think Mikey was Captain of Guitar, something like that.
Yeah, yeah. All right.
And
yeah.
Also, you know, those symbols and, you know.
Yeah, it's just like to make some things a bit more funny, a bit more different than just writing the names. We just thought it's got to be a hell of a funny thing to do something like this, you know. It's like done in that very, very old plane where you can see Weig and me sitting in a cockpit.
Yeah.
And, you know, that gave us the idea to spread around with, to give it all those names, you know,
yeah.
The Captain of Strings or of Skins, Commander of Skins and all that. Yeah, we just had this idea and found it very funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's not concept, but we thought it's nice.
Yeah, it was something very special. Cool. Very cool indeed. Okay, Michael and Andy said that My God-Given Right is a Back to the Roots album. But the question is, which one? Let me explain. I believe Halloween has three roots. The first, which I call the origin of Halloween, which was in the 80s. The second is when Andy joined the band, and that was the 90s. And the third one starts with Gambling with the Devil. Now,
yeah.
In my opinion, My God-Given Right reminds me more of the 90s and the gambling era rather than the 80s. Let me give you two reasons. First, Andy's style of singing on My God-Given Right is more similar to gambling than the others. Second, the track If God Loves Rock and Roll seems to be part two of Final Fortune. I'm talking about the music and not lyrics though, you know. Especially, yeah. You know, my apologies for my awful voice, but especially when Andy sings, If God Loves Rock and Roll, I Better Protect My Soul, which is very, very similar to Final Fortune when Andy sings, Faith Face Comes Calling You, You Don't Know What to Do. Can you see
it? yeah, it's a little bit close to it, right?
Yeah.
But at least it's like nothing stolen from any other band. At least it's like close to our own music, you know.
Yeah, of course. What I'm trying to say is, it's exactly Halloween. It's I do agree. It's that back to the roots. But what I'm trying to say is, I could feel it whole in through the whole album that it's kind of gambling with the devil. It's a in continuing of that way for you, you know?
Yeah, maybe. You don't know what's coming out. If you start writing songs, you never know what's coming out in the end of the day, you know? You have all the songs, you have all the tracks, and then you choose some of them to be on the album. A lot of more we got, like, on, like, so to say, bonus tracks and B-sides on that very, very different editions that Nuclear Blast is releasing. And so there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And this time it turned out to be like this, you know. You never know when you start writing where the journey goes, you know.
Yes, I see.
But it's, I kind of like it, and we figure out it's going to be a cool heavy rock album, you know.
It was great album. Halloween is a unique band. And you know your fans truly love you, with passion. What I mean, you know, the metalheads love Halloween or not. But those who love Halloween, they truly love it, you know? They are kind of diehard fans. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because of the trueness. We're not pretending to be something else but Halloween, you know? Even if you do very different albums from time to time, which you do, if you have a very, very long career, you sometimes intend to do something different from what you did before, you know? Mm. But in the end of the day, it's always like Halloween, and I think that's what the people like, you know?
Yeah.
That's what people kind of... We always come back. We never did a real big break. We never spread up for, like, a couple of years. Like, other bands... They having like a 30 years celebration, but they had like 10 years break in between, you know, splitting up and all that, and then getting together after 10 years, calling themselves for like 30 years being there. That was never happened to Halloween. We've always been there. We've always done touring. We've always been around on the streets doing music, you know.
Yes. Yeah, that was great. Okay, after 13 years of being in Halloween, can you tell me what you learned from your fans?
It's just like if you go out there and play.
I mean, was it?
If you talk to them, if you like, they really appreciate it if you come and if you be yourself and if you come and do your healthy music and giving them a great feeling during a Halloween show, having a great party. They really much appreciate this, you know.
Yeah, but what I mean, you know, it's 30 years, it's long years. So perhaps there were some situation, for example, you talking with a fan, you met a fan, you know, and, you know, then, you know, you learn something from them in regarding life and music, you know.
Yeah, I learned that it's very important because it's, I learned that it's a very, very emotional thing, you know.
Yeah.
They're really attached by what we are doing, and some are telling us they get clearer and they feel better with Halloween's lyrics if they listen. If they feel bad, they sometimes listen to some songs, listen to the lyrics, and then they feel kind of better and relaxing. And that's what I learned, you know. People, you cannot really change the world, but you can help a little here and there and get people in a better mood, you know. And that's quite a lot, you know.
Exactly, yes. All right, time is a weird thing. Don't you think so?
Yeah, time comes and goes.
Yeah.
Actually, it goes.
Yes, but how it affects us is even more interesting. And regarding Halloween, I have realized after 30 years, I found the Halloween of 2015 to be more realistic. What I mean, you know, when I, you know, compare your recent album, My God-Given Right, Straight Out of Hell, then before that, Seven Sinners, with the oldest stuff, I could see, you know, yeah, it's less fantasy, less mysterious, and but more talking about the recent issue, you know, recent problem, and, you know, what the human being is, you know, working with it at the moment, you know. So, what do you say about that?
It's maybe when you grow older, you got more realistic stories in your head, you know, because you live, you see things a little different than you saw things when you were 20 years old, and you got different thoughts in your mind about situations in life or situations you'll be confronted with, or you see different situations in the newspapers and around the globe, you know.
Yeah.
That all kind of affects you and probably is floating into your lyrics and into your thoughts and into your... You know, that's probably the reason. The older you get, the more shit you collect in your mind, you know.
Yeah.
And as an artist, you have the possibility to get that out while you write some lyrics or something.
All right. How is it going working with Nuclear Blast up to now?
It's very good. It's very nice. You know, we finally came back home.
Yeah.
They treat us very, very well. We saw them on a festival. We had a few drinks together. It's nice, Mark, and working with them. It's nice working with Marcus Wosky, and you know, it's an all metal guy company, you know.
Yes. So.
And they know how to work with a metal band.
Yes. Okay. Would you like to tell me why you finished with Sony Music? You were happy.
The contract was simply over, and we actually free to go wherever we would like to go. We could have been easily staying with that company, but you know, there were no big talking, there were no big fights, there were no bad words. It was just like the idea of going back home from where we once were, you know.
Yeah, and really.
Nuclear Blast guys were always around all those years, checking up, asking, and what you going to do next. And, you know, that interest would get us kind of thinking, if they always around anyway, why not trying it again, you know?
Yeah.
And it's working very good.
Yes, you're really great choice, as I know them. They are great people, indeed.
Yeah.
So, okay, what are the future plans for Halloween? Will you keep up the same pace and continue to record and tour over 2 or 3 years?
I think so. We're gonna do some Halloween hell shows.
Yeah.
Let you know it. With a lot of fun, with a lot of party, with a lot of emotions, you know. And then, we start with the festivals. We go through the summer times doing all the festival stuff. Then we do our own tour through Europe, Austria, Japan, whatsoever, you know, what we're going to do.
So,
hoping that there's another decade to play and record for us.
Yeah, when do you think would be your next album? 2 years or 3 years?
I cannot say this, we just finished this one.
Yeah,
it's hard to think about, I still got this one in my mind.
Yeah, but that was a great news that you're going to continue, but what would you like to talk about your side project? Space Invaders. Do you have any plan to start that engine again?
That was a funny thing. It was a lot of work, you know. It was just like I'm putting it together all by myself. And this was taking me busy for like almost a year, you know.
Yeah.
And it was fun. It was a great thing to do. But it's a lot of work. While I was already on Halloween tour, promoting the Halloween album, doing interviews for that, in between I had to do some Space Invaders promotion at the same time, and that is very weird, you know.
Yeah.
That is kind of hard, talking about this, and then always getting like two trains together, you know. It's like weird, but it takes a lot of time, and then I'm glad that I did it, actually, just for the experience and for the hell of it, you know.
Right, well, great job.
But doing something like this again, I would need really a lot of time again.
Right, really great job. Okay, thank you, Marcus Grosskopf, for giving me your time. Do you have any message for our listeners and your fans?
All right, I would say, I would thank you so much for keeping us the faith and always, you know, always waiting for us to and come to the shows and having a good time. The 30th anniversary is because of you, you know, of you guys, you know, and that's what I would like, a big thanks and hello.
Yeah, thanks.